And some good news here as we begin First Thoughts on WWIB, that when it comes to actually unplugging, looks like some people are taking heed, as this report indicates from Monica Nelson.
A new survey from Talker Research finds that Gen Z is actually leading the charge when it comes to unplugging, with more than 60% intentionally putting down the smartphones. Those numbers start going down the older people are. People who report spending too much time online feel less connected and more anxious, while those who intentionally take time to log off report feeling more productive and present. I'm Monica Nelson.
That's good news. We talked about putting down your screen, getting away from a screen, and turning your chair towards others. Also, this interesting report out yesterday, health officials say cracking knuckles, turns out, is not as bad as people thought, and it turns out it won't cause arthritis.
Harvard Health says the sound is from gas bubbles and joints popping. And after you pop, you can re-pop in about 30 minutes. There's no adverse effects to the knuckle cracker, but there is to others. A study by Northwestern Medicine says about 50% of us crack knuckles, but the sound annoys 80%. If you're among the joint crackers, check that the coast is clear and then get cracking. I'm Bree Tennis.
Today in history, in 1870, the donkey was first used to symbolize the Democratic Party. The donkey appeared in a cartoon by Thomas Nast in Harper's Weekly. This is the day in 1943, the Pentagon was completed in Arlington, Virginia. In 1953, President Harry Truman became the first United States president to use radio and television to say farewell as he left office.
In speaking to you tonight, I have no new revelations to make, no political statements, no policy announcements. I want to talk with you a little about what has happened since I became your president.
Also on this day in 1967.
Start back to throw. Fakes one into the end zone, and next to the second touchdown pass.
Yes, the Green Bay Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10 in the first Super Bowl. Boy, 59 years ago today, and they've gone on. They went on to win the second Super Bowl, and two more after that. They've appeared in 5-4-1, the record in the big game. Also, on this day in 2016, actor Dan Haggerty died at the age of 74 from spinal cancer. He was best known for playing the lead in the film The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams. And finally, it's day 14 in our 19 Mercy Spiritual Retreat with Brennan Manning. Today's devotion in the serve section called Washing Feet reads like this. One morning at a retreat center, I was reading the passage in John 13 that describes Jesus washing the feet of his disciples when I was suddenly transported in faith to the upper room. And there I took Judas's place. The servant Jesus had just tied a towel around his waist and poured water from a pitcher into a copper basin. He reached out to wash my feet. Involuntarily, I pulled back. I couldn't even look at him. I knew in my heart that I betrayed his vision, been unfaithful to my dream, and thus unfaithful to his plan for my life. But Jesus placed his hand on my knee and said, "Brennan, do you know what these years together have meant to me? You were being held even when you didn't believe I was holding you. I love you, my friend." Tears flowed down my cheeks. "But Lord, my sins, my repeated failures, my weaknesses," I protested. "I understand," he said. "Brennan, I expected more failure from you than you expected from yourself." He smiled, then said, "You always came back. Nothing pleases me so much as when you trust me, when you allow my compassion to be greater than your sinfulness." "But Jesus," I blurted, "my irritating character defects, the boasting, the inflating the truth, the pretenses, the impatience, all the times I got drunk." "What you're saying is true, Brennan, yet your love for me never wavered and your heart remained pure. And besides, you've done one thing that makes me forget all the rest." I leaned forward, bewildered. "What?" I asked. Jesus answered, "You've been kind to sinners." I sobbed so hard that the priest in the next room at the retreat came over and rapped on my door to see if anything was wrong. I assured him that I was okay, and I returned to prayer. And then I heard Jesus say, "Now I'll go. I'll just wash your feet. Do the same for others. Serve my people humbly and lovingly. You'll find happiness if you do. Peace, my friend." Today's recommended reading, John 13, 1 through 17. Finally, a Carl Rayner quote closes us out. "Why have you kindled in me the flame of faith, this dark light which lures us out of bright security of our little huts into your night? And why have you made me your priest, one whose vocation it is to be with you on behalf of men when my finiteness makes me gasp for breath in your presence. WWIB, the devotion washing feet from Brennan Manning, devotion 14 in the 19 Mercies Spiritual Retreat here on WWIB.
It's Try It Again Thursday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We had Tuesday trivia. We had a ringer right away, solved right away on Tuesday. That made Win It Wednesday a secret sound day, as we like to play a game on Win It Wednesday when trivia doesn't carry over. And so the secret sound, we worked on it four different times yesterday. Havel didn't get a winner, so now Try It Again Thursday. We see if we can solve it now. If not, we'll have to come up with a clue after 7:45, see if we can get y'all a little bit closer. But a great prize on the line with that value basket from Culver's.
Absolutely, yeah. Everybody'd love to win that. 723-2555, 723-2555. Can you identify this sound? Yeah, the sound sounds like this. It comes really fast. What is that the sound of? 723-2555.
We heard from all over the place yesterday, and we'd love to continue hearing from you. 715-723-2555. What is that secret sound? Yesterday, hearing from Bruce, Chippewa, Barron, Ernie, Fall Creek, Eau Claire, Whitehall, Rice Lake, Bloomer, Menominee, Thorpe, Colfax, Cameron, Ladysmith, all over the WIB listening area.
I got a hunch this is a listener we did not hear from yesterday. Is this Tammy in Wausau?
Yes, it is.
What do you know? Hi, good morning.
Is it somebody falling?
Somebody falling. All right, well, let's listen again. Is that somebody falling, Caleb?
No, it's not. Thank you, Tammy.
Sorry, Tammy.
Thank you.
715-723-2555.
A lot of good guesses yesterday. People saying punching a speed bag, getting snow off a car, ice off a roof, plastic flapping in the wind, crunching ice, jar of coins. None of those the correct answer. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony, good to hear from you.
You too. Is it somebody kicking the snow off, like the buildup on the fender of their tire, behind their tire on their car?
Okay, well, that's a good guess. Kicking the snow. Let's listen. Is that what it is, Caleb?
It is not. Thank you, Tony.
Sorry, Tony.
There's a lot of different names for that snow buildup. You know, I don't even know what I call it. I just know that I do enjoy kicking it off.
Well, it's great kicking it off, but boy, when it freezes, it's just like a rock. Right?
Exactly.
723-2555. What is this the sound of? Again. What is that?
715-723-2555. A Culver's value basket courtesy of your local Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. What is the secret sound we've been working on?
We let you sleep on it, see what you got. If nobody gets it here, we'll give you a clue after 7:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Melissa from Osseo.
Hi, Melissa.
Is it a door closing?
A door closing. Let's listen. Is that what that is, Caleb?
It is not. Thank you, Melissa. Good to hear from Osseo. I think first time we've heard from Thunder Country.
Love it. 715-723-2555, secret sound on a Try It Again Thursday for a Culver's value basket. What is this? What is that the sound of? We'll take three more guesses here if you got it in ya. 723-2555, otherwise pushing it back to after 7:45 this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. What do you think?
Somebody opening a door. A car door that has ice on it, and then it falls off.
Okay. Someone opening a car door that's kind of iced over, and then the ice falls off. A lot of guesses related to ice.
That's almost a story, but is that what this is? And that is not it. Sorry, Linda.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555 as we play Secret Sound.
Willing to take two more guesses, but we're running out of time. 723-2555. Going once. Going twice. All right, we're pushing it back till after 7:45 to try to figure out what this is, and you will get a clue.
Here's the thing. Here's the threat. If we don't get this solved today, I think we make it a show jingle, and then we never tell you what this is.
That is a threat.